America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. An absolutely Chamber of Commerce weather day around eastern Iowa. Coming up on the show, our first Friday topic of the year. We'll hit it in about 20, 25 minutes or so. We are going to talk about the world of sports in the year 2050. And your thoughts about it. What's going to happen in the year 2050? Is it going to be a big change? Is it not going to be a big change? We'll kick that around. Also, on the program, we'll update you on what's happening at the Players' Championship in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, as Zach Johnson on the course right now in search of some birdies. We'll let you know how he's doing. The co-softball team and the Iowa Conference Baseball Tournament. They are both in action going on right now. We'll talk about that. A former Hawkeye with a brand new gig. Also, speaking of basketball, basketball rules taking center stage for next year. All that and more coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We're letting the sun into the studio here today. Why not? 75-degree day. Supposed to hit the 80s this weekend. I love it. Welcome in, Gym Class, here for Friday on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. We'll be joined by Jeff Downing, our producer, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to open up the text line and the phone lines to you out there. Our first Friday topic of the 2017 spring and summer. We'll kick that around here as we will talk about sports in the year 2050. I think we're going to have a pretty good discussion about that. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. One more opportunity for you to pick up the prize that we've had all week here on KGYM, and that is 2 18-hole rounds of golf and 2 sleeves of golf balls at the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses, courtesy of the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. One more chance for you to win, and that is good for one of the 4 courses, either Gardner, Ellis, Twin Pines, or Jones, which will be opening up officially on Monday. Looking forward to that. And hit around a bucket balls, ask about the Young Professional Season Pass, reserve your tee times, and more. So that'll be your opportunity to win that. We will play Race to Win. We're on a roll all of a sudden. 3 of the prizes are off the board as Todd and Alex had the, we gave away the watch yesterday, and then the Sunkist portable basketball shot came. Gone. That was last night, so we'll see if we can make somebody a winner with that. And before 7 o'clock tonight, your chance to win $100 in May, in the month of May, I should say, with Toyota of Iowa City, and that will be coming up for you here on the program. Speaking of Iowa City, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will be down there broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Jim Sundberg is going to stop on by. Veteran major leaguer. Reason he is in town is because the University of Iowa baseball program is honoring the 1972 College World Series team. And hard to believe, but that's 72, do the math, 28, 38, 45 years ago that Iowa's only representation in the College World Series in Omaha in that group in 1972. And I think 24 of them are going to be back, including some locals, if you will. And Jim Sundberg is going to come back as well. He was kind of the, can I say the star of that team? Because it was a team that,
I think so. Fred Mims was on that team. He later played in Cedar Rapids. And
our friend Tom Hearn.
Tom Hearn from Cedar Rapids. I think one of the trickies from Jefferson might have played on that team as well. But I'm not sure. It's really tough to make the World Series as it is, but that was a special team. There's no question about it. Sundberg played many years in major leagues, mostly with the Texas Rangers. Excellent catcher, and he'll be one of several, as you mentioned, at that reunion, and will appear on the Todd Brommelkamp Show after 4 o'clock today.
Yep, looking forward to hearing from Sonny Jim, as I used to call him. He was a 6-time Gold Glover and I believe a 3-time All-Star. So very distinguished career in the major leagues. A lot of it with the Texas Rangers, most of it. And he was the face of the Rangers for a while, back when he was playing there.
Dwayne Banks, of course, the head coach of that team. The field now named Dwayne Banks Field. And I'm sure they'll have a great time tonight.
I'm sure they were already having a great time. They had the Iowa golf tournament today at Fink Pine. Great day for that. So they've been probably having a good time since 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Not too good a time, but a good enough time. And Iowa will take on Ohio State coming up tonight. And that will get underway at 6 o'clock out at Dwayne Banks Field.
By the way, Iowa in the 1972 College World Series drew number one ranked Arizona State in the first round. Arizona State had a record of 60-4. Iowa out-hit the Sun Devils in that game 8-3, but lost 2-1.
Probably some pretty good players for Arizona State on that team.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have some breaking college basketball news. There's a lot of college basketball news today. This one from Ames, as Iowa State has landed another grad transfer. This is their second one. They got one from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, I believe, last week. This one is Hans Brass. Brace, B-R-A-S-E, Brazzi, Brace. Whatever the case may be, he's going to have 1 year remaining. He's a 6'8", 230-pound power forward who played in the Ivy League last year at Princeton. So he will have 1 year of eligibility remaining for Iowa State. So Cyclones doing what the Cyclones do, whether it
exactly.
be Fred Hoiberg or Steve Prohm, and that is get guys through the transfer route. And they get another one today. Need some inside help, and they got some there.
It looks like they are going to get help there, yeah. 319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line and our phone line if you'd like to interact. Back to Iowa baseball for a minute. I'm reminded that Mark Chopp from Cedar Rapids Jefferson was one of the top pitchers on that team. Brad Trickey was on that team from Jefferson, played third base. As we mentioned, Tom Hearn from Washington played first base. And so thank you for that on the text line.
We do appreciate that. And if you want to get in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, you can do so at 319-366-1600. The other piece of basketball news besides the grad transfer coming to Iowa State is the fact that former Hawkeye Matt Gaetens looks like his pro career, his playing career, is going to come to a close. What'd I say?
I think you said Matt.
Did I say Matt?
Well, I think so.
Matt Gaetens.
Rewind.
Yeah. Young Gaetens.
Young Gaetens. What happened?
He's going to be a grad assistant at Auburn for Bruce Pearl.
Oh, really?
So he's going to trade in his tennis shoes for the coaching suit.
It comes a time, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he wanted to get into coaching and a pretty good guy to learn under Bruce Pearl. Yeah, I understand. Everyone right now is stopping and yelling in their cars, wait a minute! Remember what he did? Well, yeah, but Bruce Pearl is he's still well thought of as far as the coaching ranks is concerned. There's no doubt about that. And trying to get things turned around down at Auburn, and he will he'll be taking the reins of grad assistant job down there for the Auburn Tigers.
I think he'll do well.
Oh, I think so, too. I think so, too. And kind of following Ali Farouk-Manesh now with the Drake Bulldogs, also wanted to go into coaching, has done that, was a grad assistant at Nebraska, now a full-fledged assistant for the Drake Bulldogs. And they're no coaching regime over there in Des Moines. Speaking of Des Moines, by the way, if you are so inclined, you can check out the Iowa High School Athletic Association website and the Girls High School Athletic Union website, because they do have all of the state track and field qualifiers for next weekend's state co-ed meet that will take place at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. They are all listed there. A lot of local representation, and we're going to talk to Jeff Linder coming up on Monday and preview the state track and field meet. So looking forward to that coming up. Should be the early indications anyway. Look as though weather is going to be very good for that.
Certainly was last night for the qualifying meets, and Yeah, unlike the Drake relays, you can't get much worse than what they had at the Drake relays. So hopefully it'll be as nice as it is right now.
There you go. There you go. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment. Zach's on the course right now.
He is indeed. It's the Players' Championship at Punta Vedra Beach, Florida. He shot an even par 72 in the first round. He went off early, now playing in the afternoon wave. Zach threw nine holes, struggling a bit, made four bogeys, two birdies on the front nine, and that puts him at two over par for the tournament. That's going to be right around the cut line if Zach continues along this pace. But, of course, he's got nine more holes to play, and he's just the type of player that can go off and put together a string. But right now his putting is really letting him down. Noticed on the first nine he missed four putts inside 7.5 feet, all for pars. So obviously that adds up to bogeys, and that's not good.
Yeah, and needs a couple of birdies, although that cut line is getting toward plus two now.
Mm-hmm.
71 golfers are at plus two or worse, and it was in the high 70s, so scores have been high. Phil Mickelson's the one making the charge right now, and Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley are your two leaders right now at 7 under par. J.B. Holmes next at minus 6. Canadian David Hearn at minus 5, along with Spaniard Rafa Cabrera Bayo. Phil is at minus 5 as well. And let's hear it for the over 50 crowd here, huh? With Vijay Singh at minus 5, tied for 4th right now.
My pick right now is John Rahm.
You and a lot of people.
The Spaniard, who shot even par today after a 400 par 68. He's at 400, tied for 11th and only three back. And he's developing into one of those guys that is a contender every time he steps on the course.
Good player. Very good player. The next great Spaniard to come down the line. No doubt about that. We've got the Iowa Conference Baseball Tournament going on. Coe will not play until tonight. They will take on, they are the late game out at Vets Stadium going on. And also, Coe Softball going on right now. In fact, they are on the diamond as we speak. And see if I can find the Coe wins. 2-1 over Washington University in their first rounder. Just went final. So congratulations to the Cohawks.
Of course, yesterday, Kirkwood softball team punched its ticket to the national tournament in Clinton, Mississippi. Coming up later this month, the Eagles did down Dawson Community College in two games. That was a best of three series, and Kirkwood got it done in one day. In one of our favorite spots in the world, Glendive, Montana.
Did they want to get out of Glendive? Is that the deal? I don't know. But anyway.
I'm not going to put Glendive down because it's a town of about 5,000 people, much like a lot of towns in Iowa. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're not. We're just saying hi to Glendive from all of us here at the gym class and at KGYM. But still, our Kirkwood softball team wanted to win and win quickly and then get ready to go to Mississippi next week. Am I right? So, 16, make it 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock here on KGYM. We're going to get to our topic coming up in a little bit here. The NCAA, they have their meetings throughout the year, and this week the meeting concentrated on men's college basketball. And although there aren't going to be any major rule changes coming up for the 17-18 season, there were some recommendations for possible changes as far as rules are concerned. There were a few proposals. Some of the items on the agenda that they're looking at in the future include, Mark, widening the lane from 12 feet to 16 feet across.
Is that like the international rules?
More like the international rules, yes.
International lane is kind of a cone, is it not?
Well, yeah.
Sort of, kind of.
I'm not
of
sure.
A trapezoid?
It could be it.
Help us, mathematicians.
I wasn't going to put my neck out there as far as geometric figures are concerned. But, yeah, it starts off, it gets wider as you go toward the baseline and go toward the basket. By the way, scoring was up by 8 points across the board. Division I, Division II, and Division III this year in basketball. They're very happy about that. Also, even happier about the fact that I believe possessions per game were up about 7.5 to 8 per game. So the rules set in place for this year to make it more exciting did the job. They got more scoring into the game, more excitement, I guess, into the game.
Do you like where the three-point line is? I've often thought if you move that line back a foot, how that might change the game. That, for better or worse, I don't know.
Well, that's one of the things they're looking at.
That's why I ask you.
They're looking at if the three-point line should be moved farther back from its current position of 20 feet 9 inches. So you have the high school line 1 foot back, the college line, and then you go back to 23 feet, I believe, for the NBA line. Now, would you like to see, so it'd be, if it was halfway, it'd be something like 20...
Say 22.
21 and a half, 22, yeah. Something like that. 22 would be a little bit over halfway. I've got no problem with that. I think it's too close right now for college. You could pop those. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's a college player, big-time college player, even the 6'10 guys now can step out and hit that shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of inclined with you. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Here's the one I think is going to happen sooner than later, is that is the NCAA men's basketball, like women's basketball did this year, is going to go to quarters instead of halves.
That's going to happen before the year 2050.
Ooh, see what you did there? You tied that together. Yeah, because of the fact that you're seeing so many games where if the officials are calling it tightly, you're going to get into the bonus with 13 minutes left to go, and it turns into a free throw shooting contest.
Yeah, it was an experiment in the NIT.
Right.
And I didn't mind it.
I didn't either. I thought it was unique. It changed the complexion of the game a little bit. But you could maybe be a little bit more aggressive because you know things are going to reset at that 10-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I still don't want to see individuals go to 6 fouls like the NBA in college ball. I'd like to see it stay at 5. But if they do a 5-foul situation every quarter, I'm okay with that. I would like to see it stay a 1-and-1 for a while, though.
See, that's one thing I liked. After you reached 5 fouls, it's a 2-shot.
2 shots, no matter
what. 2 shots. There wasn't any 1-and-1 situations in the quarter system, which when the NIT experimented
sped up
it.
Games a little bit, though, I think.
Yeah, I'm not so concerned about the speed of college basketball, but I think the fact that there's been experimentation with the quarter system probably indicates that it's going to happen.
I would agree. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600.
Oh. By the way, on the text line, we've got a notification from 98-96. There's an accident on I-80 westbound right now outside of Tiffin, and traffic is very, very slow.
Very, very
well,
slow.
Well, actually, there are 3 varies there, and I edited one of them out in the interest of time.
All right. Well, keep that in mind if you're westbound on I-80 near the Tiffin area. Slow-moving traffic, very, very, very slow-moving traffic right there. Some of the rule recommendations for 17-18. Now, these are the committee proposals that must be approved by the NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel, and they are going to meet on the recommendations on June the 13th. A few that are fairly significant. Reset the shot clock to 20 seconds when the ball is inbounded in the front court after a foul or other violation by the defense, such as a kicked ball. So if you're down to, say, 3 seconds on the clock and there's a foul in the defense, it'll go back up to 20 seconds.
If there's no foul situation.
No, I think on, yeah, after a foul or other violation.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's more than 20 seconds, the shot clock will not be reset. So they're going to vote on that. That means you can't deliberately take it down to 3 seconds and hack somebody.
Right.
Well, I'm okay with it. Extend the coaching box 10 more feet. It's going to go from 28 to 38 feet.
It's invisible right now the way it is, isn't it, Tom Crean?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, name a coach, and they're out of the coaching boxes. Something about throw-in spots. It's probably boring to most people out there. Allow referees to use instant replay rule in the last 2 minutes of the second half or the last 2 minutes of overtime to see if a secondary defender was in or outside the restricted arc area. So add that to what they can take a look at, which will make basketball games even longer now. I still don't understand why they only do it for the last 2 minutes.
In that vein, Welsh at 2106, talking about review. Get rid of the review for flagrants on Tic Tac stuff.
That's not one of the things, I'm afraid.
Well, I tend to agree, though.
I agree with him, yes. I also agree with this wholeheartedly. A mandatory minimum of 0.3 seconds will be taken off the game clock when the ball is legally touched in bounds. So not, you know, and this will take away from all the homers running the scoreboard when a team, the home team is down or whatever the case may be, that ball is thrown in, foul immediately. Oh, no clock, no time, or a tenth of a second went off the clock. It's going to be at least 0.3 of a second will be taken off the clock.
Okay.
I like that. Here's one that I think the officials are going to have a problem with. I understand the logic behind it, but this is going to be very tough to try to regulate. Redefine a legal screen in basketball to require that the inside of the screener's feet be no wider than his shoulders.
Oh, come on.
So instead of setting a screen, you know, like, you know, the Incredible Hulk out there with your legs 3 feet wide so they can't get around you.
There's enough that officials have to worry about without wondering whether the feet are shoulder width.
I would agree.
During the pace of a game, are they going to review that?
But good luck the first time that's called
in a
Big 10 or Big 12 game in crunch time on an illegal screen that he wasn't moving, but his feet were an inch outside his shoulder width. And you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen. It's probably going to be Ted Valentine. In a big game, on national television, and it's going to be happening.
I always wondered about 3 seconds in the lane, too.
Nothing about 3 seconds.
I know, but it's rarely called. Should we keep it or make it a point of emphasis or make it 5 seconds in the lane? I wonder about that because, again, it's rarely called.
Here's one that's interesting. The last one. The SEC apparently was doing this. Approve the SEC's request to use a separate individual or individuals to collaborate with the on-court officials on all monitor reviews during their league games starting next season. This collaboration will take place from a central location that is not at the game site. So, like, the Big Ten would be in Chicago, I'm sure, at the Big Ten headquarters, and they'll have a guy there that will dictate what happens as far as the instant replays are concerned. You wanted 2 hour, 45-minute basketball game some more, didn't you?
Why don't we just play call your own? Make it, take it.
What's going to happen? Hey, that could happen in 2050. Who knows?
Couple points on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 78-54. The NBA three-point line is 23-9.
23-9, okay.
22 feet would be good for college. The high school distance is fine.
I agree.
1474, widening the lane would allow for more slashing and favor mobile bigs like Tyler Cook, so it sounds good to me.
It would, I agree. It would, because you don't have that back-to-the-basket guy anymore.
Rarely.
That has kind of left the world of basketball. I don't know. We're going to get to a break here. And we're going to get to our topic coming up here. I know our producer, Jeff Downing, is an official, so I'm wondering if he is inclined.
Well, Jeff is probably an official that could notice whether those feet are shoulder-width apart.
That's right. Shoulder-width apart. We got to start. If Jeff does college games, he does high school
games. You got to be shoulder-width or less?
Less, correct.
Okay,
the feet need to be shoulder. If you're outside the shoulders, next year that would be a foul in college basketball on a pick.
I can't see that passing. I really don't.
Oh, I bet it does. I bet it does. All right, we are going to take a break here on the program, and we will come back. As we head to break, let's go ahead and do this. Let's give you an opportunity. We've been giving away two rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, and we're going to do that again coming up right now. Thanks to everybody associated, including Jeff at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones, which is going to be opening coming up next week on Monday, and your chance to get two free rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls coming up right now. Jeff's going to get your information. Maybe you'll see him out there at Gardner. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. We are going to give you an opportunity to pick up that terrific golf package from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about sports in the year 2050. We'll do that when we return after this on KGYM.
Where would we be without mothers? I think it's pretty safe to say we owe them a lot. So this year at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're making it incredibly easy to show the mothers in our world how much we appreciate them. We start off with an amazing selection of diamond and colored diamond jewelry from Levion. And then we'll add a beautiful spring bouquet of flowers with any purchase of $149 or more. Next, we add saving up to 25% off your purchase. And then we'll top it all off with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Wouldn't she just love a new or upsized pair of diamond studs or a Pandora Mother's Day set? She sure deserves it. Join us in celebrating moms at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers Mother's Day event. Mother's Day is coming May 14th, and we're here to make it real easy to show moms how much we appreciate them. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and shows mom we love her.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
We have our winner. Thanks to everybody for calling in. And a couple free rounds of golf going out, along with two sleeves of golf balls to Daniel from Cedar Rapids. And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. We've got Iowa football breaking news here. This announced by Kirk Ferentz and the University of Iowa just moments ago, Mark.
Yeah, just coming out, wide receiver Germanique Smith will no longer be member of the Iowa Hawkeye football program. Quoting Kirk, "We have mutually agreed that at this point it is in everyone's best interest that Germanique starts a new chapter in his collegiate career." Smith, a Texan, was the third leading receiver on the Iowa football team last year, 23 catches for 314 yards, 13.7 per catch, and had two touchdowns. But he had been suspended from the team, I believe.
Yeah, suspended for spring.
Academic reasons. Not sure if that's why Smith will not be a member of the program, but Iowa loses a receiver, and that's a position that it can barely afford to lose. But at this point, obviously, Kirk Ferentz believes that's the right thing to do.
There you go. So news out of Iowa City today, as Germanique Smith no longer a member of the Iowa football team. 3:32, we're going to play Race to Win coming up a little bit later on. But right now, we're going to talk about our first topic. Get into that. And you are welcome to join us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Instant access right there. Or the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600 on this busy Mother's Day weekend. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Absolutely.
And you need to get something for your moms out there or your significant other if you haven't done so already.
Race to Win may be the answer later on.
There you go. There you go. All right. We're going to talk about what sports is going to look like in the year 2050, which, my math correct, Mark, that is 33 years from now.
Very good.
Hope I'm still here.
Very good.
I might not be calling it, but hoping that we're here. What's it going to be like? College ranks, pro ranks, whatever sport you want to tackle. 319-366-1600. If you want to go from a media coverage standpoint, news sports, whatever, go ahead and let us know right now at 319-366-1600.
You want to get us started?
I'll let you roll the ball out.
All right. This is a very small
thing. Make sure you're not beyond shoulder width, though, please.
Okay. By the year 2050, PGA players will be allowed to wear shorts in competition.
Ah.
Not a huge deal, but it's long overdue. Come on.
I can see that. I can see that. That's a good one. All right.
How about, I think shot clocks will be added to Iowa high school basketball by the year 2050.
I do agree with that one. I wrote that one down. I think we will have it. Probably will be the same as college. Maybe a few more, but I do agree on that. I think we're going to have a shot clock in high school's basketball coming up.
What's right, about 30 seconds?
30, 35 there.
Yeah.
Can you have it the same as college?
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe 35 is good.
Yeah. I'll throw out my golf one here first. I think definitely, in fact, I think within the next 5 to 10 years, but definitely within, by the time we get to 2050, you're going to see PGA events and majors played on golf courses well over 8,000 yards in length. We're close now. Aaron Hills from the back is 8,300 yards.
It is?
Yes. They won't play it from the very back. Read that in Golf Digest this week, and my new copy of Golf Digest.
Mm-hmm.
They will play it at about 7,800, 7,700 yards, depending on the weather. But it can go to 8,300 yards. But first one's coming. It's coming. You're going to have over 8,000-yard golf courses. What do you think? 319.
We've already got some interaction.
1600.
Already some interaction on the text line. 8532, wagering on sports will not be taboo like it is now.
I agree.
And leagues will embrace it.
Yep, I definitely agree with that. In fact, I put down betting. I think you're going to be able to bet on plays and how play probabilities come out.
Be a warp society, won't it?
Not to John Cranton.
No. We'll have to have three segments a week from John.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
0497, kind of up your alley, Scott. NASCAR will be using a hybrid or electric car.
Yep. I think that's going to happen sooner and later.
What do we mean by a hybrid?
Well, already, well, I think just the way they are on the road right now. You have the E85 ethanol going on in both IndyCar and in NASCAR right now. But I think something will even evolve more into that. I would agree on that. 319-366-1600. The big one I wanted to throw out there while we wait for some phone calls and more text to come in. And I'm not sure that I like this as an old codger, but...
Get off my porch.
Exactly. You are going to see, and it's already starting a little bit, but you are going to see the revolution of esports. We're already seeing national competitions on some of the cable channels now. Colleges are getting into it. I think you're going to see by the time 2050 rolls around where esports are almost going to be as popular as regular sports. Now, if you're wondering what esports are, that would be your video games. You're getting into video game national championships. Those people are practicing 8 hours a day on video games. And whatever you think about that is beside the point. But I really believe you're going to see colleges have e-sport teams.
Well, let's get fatter.
Well, and again, I said whatever you think about that. I agree, but I think it's coming. I think it's coming. I think the University of Iowa will have e-sports teams coming up by the time 2050 rolls around.
A lot of comments on the text line. It struck a chord. 7575 is really commenting about something I had on my list. College football Division I will be three separate sections. We have the Power Five, the Big Five, and then FCS, and they will all have their own playoffs. I wrote down, I think there's going to be fewer conferences. The merging of conferences will take place long before 2050, I think.
Yep, I agree.
88-20, by 2050, soccer will be a top three professional sport in the United States. I don't think I'll live to see that. 98-96, I think there'll be at least 40 National Football League teams. How about that?
40 by 2050. So St. Louis would get their team back. San Diego would get their team back. Can we give them the nickname back, please, if they do that? Yeah, I could see that.
I think it's more likely that there'd be fewer exhibition games for starters. I don't think there'd be fewer regular season games, but I think the preseason is not as important as everybody thinks it is. 11-21, umpires will not be calling strikes and balls. It will be electronic.
I did that. And I think that is not only going to be in baseball, I think it's going to be in all sports at the pro ranks. I think you're going to see a centralized headquarters that are going to have so many different angles, and you're going to have your different people in the booth or wherever they are concentrating on each game. And I think you're gonna see that by 2050.
Off the field, 21-34. All pro sports and major college sports will be on a pay-per-view basis.
I agree with that. Wrote that down. It'll be a la carte menu. If you want to watch Iowa play, you're gonna have to pay 99 cents per game or whatever the case may be. I also think each of the Power Five networks are gonna have their own network by then, like the Big Ten network, the SEC network. Also, you could see web-based channels, much like Cyclone TV out there for each one. I don't think you're going to see free sporting events anymore by the time 2050 rolls around, even in college. Definitely for the pros.
24-33, esports will be the third biggest college sport, also will be in the high schools. And along in the lines you were talking about, Scott.
I think that's going to be the case.
83-17, I'm all for a shot clock in high school basketball. I think it can help the game progress. Plus, it will make it a heck of a lot more enjoyable to watch. 83-14, Iowa High School baseball will be using wood bats.
And it'll be in the spring, right? Yeah.
77-33, that's Joel. Baseball will go away from running the bases for home runs to speed up the game.
Well, you don't have to worry about somebody showing up the pitcher at that point, am I right?
55-05, I think NCAA football Power Five will be corporate owned and pay players.
I think that's a big thing right there. Paying college athletes, I think, are going to be paid.
They are paid. Come on.
I know, but officially paid by the time 2050 rolls around. They will get a stipend along with everything else they get.
They don't have walking around money. How many tattoos they got on their arms?
You're being a codger, Mark.
No, I'm not. I'm being a realist. 0-1-2-3. Cubs will win at least three more World Series.
Well,
in the next 30-some years, you would hope so.
I'm not going to get into personal teams and how they're going to do.
Twins are in first place. Did you realize that?
White Sox have lost about a dozen in a row.
95-79 on the text line. With all the talk about concussions and the direction football is going, I would believe that there will be no football as we know it more than I would believe there would be 40 teams.
Jeff, do you agree with me that officials are going to be obsolete by 2050? It's all going to be done via cameras and electronically. You're an official.
It depends on what sport you're talking about.
I think football for sure.
I don't know about football. What's the biggest problem right now is high school baseball, softball sports, and softball. They're having trouble finding umpires for summer sports.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest problem we're having right now.
Yeah.
Basketball and football, yeah, we're short. Summer sports, really short.
Mm.
I had one coach. Sorry, I've been eating ice cream.
Where's ours?
I had one official actually tell me that he believes that in the near future, we're going to see one umpire and one manager on the field.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. That's how short we're getting. So if you want to get into sports, umpiring or just officiating, summer sports is really in need of some officials on the field.
Do you have any other visions of the next 30 years, Jeff Downing?
As far as the shot clock for high school, I could see that coming, but varsity only. You're going to have another person at the officials counter pushing that clock.
And they've got to be good.
And when I do games for junior high, eighth grade, we're talking about the two people behind the counters usually. One of them is maybe the secretary that's been there, you know, all day. And then she's volunteering.
Yeah,
we got a parent. And now you're going to put them behind a electronic device running the shot clock as well for eighth grade girls basketball. That's not going to happen.
No, I'd agree on that.
Yeah, so it's going to be varsity only. Oh, I think it's going to happen before 2050.
But I think it's going to help in a big way. So many teams
maybe
hold the ball.
Yeah. How long are they holding the ball? I've had games done officiating 18 years. And
I had a team hold it the whole quarter. Beat that.
I've heard that before, yeah. I don't know what you call that unless you call,
One of the things I'll never forget in my broadcasting life.
Just stood there, didn't they?
8 minutes. Well, 7 minutes and 30 seconds of holding the ball.
Was it 0-0 after the first quarter?
No, it was the fourth quarter.
Oh, it's the fourth quarter.
And they held the ball for the entire fourth quarter.
Well, I know of a team that held it for the first quarter. It was 2-0 after one quarter.
More interesting comments on the text line. Greg from Dubuque believes there's going to be less games in the Major League Baseball and the NBA and more in the NFL. Dave K says there will be a Ferentz coaching Iowa football in 2050.
That could be. What's Ferentz?
Anthony and Marion, the Big Ten already has esports teams. Not sure how many other offer scholarships for it, but some colleges already do. 96-82, less college football teams. Lacrosse becomes a top three sport. I'd like lacrosse.
I think that is definitely going to happen. You're going to see lacrosse go into the Midwest and into the western part of the United States. Already big out east, lacrosse is. I would like to throw this out. I think you're going to see complete change as far as the NBA is concerned about the draft. And I think you're going to see it go to the way of the major leagues now. If you want to come out in high school, fine. But if you go to college, you are going to stay there for 3 years.
Three.
Mm. Yeah. So
I think definitely go to two. I'm not sure three.
I'd like to see it three. I'd like to see it three, but I think that's going to change. This one and done thing is, I don't think it's working.
95-78, the WNBA will be no more in the year 2050.
I don't see that.
I'm not going to.
They're supported by the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one.
81-42, there will be multiple NFL teams outside the United States border.
Hope not.
Hope not either.
Europe?
Well,
been talking about that for a while. I can see it.
If they want to expand maybe up into Canada, maybe.
0497 believes there's going to be a larger number of teams in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah, I can see that. How are you going to do that, though? I mean, are you going to add another week to the tournament or just start it maybe on the Saturday?
You've got the first four trying to get in. You just add more,
teams
on that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'd like to see on the NCAA tournament, you don't get into the tournament unless you finish in the top half of your conference.
Mm.
And also, if you win your regular season, you're in.
I'd like to see it. I don't know if it's going to happen. Of course, if they expand it, depending on how long they double it, you go to 128 teams. from 64, then you can do that.
Right. If you finish the bottom half, you're playing on Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What will become of MMA? What will be the next MMA?
Lacrosse. Although it's already established.
The next rage is lacrosse, you think?
Yes.
Because MMA, you would say it's a rage. It has been a rage.
My son loves lacrosse. Watches it all the time.
It's a fun game to watch.
Absolutely. Fast-paced. A lot of scoring. You can hit somebody.
Not particularly expensive to go out and outfit a team, is it? I wouldn't think.
No. How about men's volleyball?
Would love to see it.
Mount Mercy has a men's volleyball team now, and I think you're going to see that expand. I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see that as the next high school sport.
That'll cut into the football players
a little bit, a little bit.
Do you think, guys, that there will be uniformity in Major League Baseball in terms of the designated hitter? Either the National League adopts it, or the American League gets rid of it. The DH has been around since 73, right?
Ron Bloomberg, yep. Bloomberg was the first one.
44 years, and we've operated under two different rules in Major League Baseball.
I would like to see it either get rid of it or institute it in both leagues. But if you get rid of it, that basically gets rid of a roster spot. And you're going to see a lot of these guys that are playing into their late 30s and into their early 40s that are household names kind of go away.
2433 on the text line, virtual reality technology will define how we watch sports. Season tickets will be sold to watch games in visual reality.
So as a play-by-play guy in high school football for varsity, do we need a sixth official covering the receivers as Texas does in high school?
Wouldn't hurt, but you hit the nail on the head. We have a shortage of officials right now. I don't know how we're going to get any more.
Yeah, and that cuts into the budget for the athletic department as well.
True.
Mm-hmm. But I know some of the, like Texas, they've got six officials for high school football.
Talking about what will sports be like in the year 2050, on the text line, 0353 believes baseball will expand to more teams. 3371, there will be no more sports teams by 2019. Just one sporting event where the winner and loser decided by up or down thumb vote by, I shouldn't even started that because it doesn't end well. That's a political text. Greg from Dubuque, we have to keep the DH.
I like the DH myself, but I'm an American League guy, so I'm biased. In that view. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more of these.
One more thing, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
We have an accident on I-80 westbound. That's why I came in.
Okay.
Just 2 miles west of 380, I-80 westbound, traffic is being held up.
Okay. Is that the one by Tiffin?
2 miles west of 380? Yeah.
Yep, that'd be right over there in the Tiffin area. Yeah. So if you are heading west from Iowa City, it is slow going in that direction right there. We'll take more of your texts and calls as well, 319-366-1600. But,
Race to Win.
Yeah, we got to play Race to Win right now. Jeff's going to get caller number five on the line. Number six, I beg your pardon. Caller number six on the line, Jeff. And we're going to play Race to Win. Three of the prizes are off the board, but we still have 18 squares remaining and some terrific prizes out there. I know everybody's been keeping track of how this goes, so we're going to go with caller number six when we come back. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back to play Race to Win after this.
This is an emergency news update brought to you by your mother and 1-800-Flowers.com. Today is your last chance to order Mother's Day bouquets that'll make it in time for her special day. So unless you want to be remembered as the kid that forgot their mom, you've got to get moving. Lucky for you, 1-800-Flowers.com can still deliver any of their beautiful and stunning bouquets. But the clock is ticking. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering a special deal. Up to 40% off the best-selling bouquets and gifts for Mother's Day. But you have to order them right now. Up to 40% off for mom at 1-800-Flowers.com is an amazing deal. But again, you have to order today to ensure delivery by Mother's Day. So whether you're surprising your wife, aunt, sister, or mother, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. To get beautiful bouquets or arrangements and other Mother's Day goodies for up to 40% off. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code Jacoby. That is 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon, enter code Jacoby. Don't delay and order today.
For a great shave at a great price, make the smarter choice. Join Dollar Shave Club. Use their executive razor with their Dr. Carver shave butter for a smooth, precise shave. And for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the executive razor with a tube of Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And you can only get this offer at dollarshaveclub.com/Jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jones.
Napa Know-How.
They say April showers bring May flowers. You know what May showers bring? More rain. Thankfully, Bosch Evolution wiper blades are $8 off a pair at Napa. So when things get real wet out there, you've got fresh new Bosch Evolution wiper blades and $8 in your pocket. Take that, precipitation. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back with you on the gym class here on KGYM, Friday edition, AP, or Tony, Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn coming up next.
I'm guessing there's still going to be a Wednesday game in 2050 at St.
Yes,
Andrews,
yes, there will
right?
be.
Okay.
Mike will be leading it. All right. We have Tony from Coralville on the line here this afternoon on this Friday. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You enjoying the weather, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. I know you know how this is played. We've had so far off the board, Hurricane Grill and Wings, $50 gift card, Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers Pulsar Watch, and the Sunkist Portable Basket Shoot Game is off. Other than that, everything is wide open, including the tickets to the Indianapolis 500. So, with that in mind, we will ask you to make your first...
There are six numbers that have gone off the board. Should we relate those?
Yes, let's do that, Mark. I'm sorry. 4, 7, 9, 10, 20, and 24 are off the board, Tony. So,
okay.
What will you go with?
I will go with number 11.
All right, number 11. Let's see what's behind that door.
$60 gift card from the Ox Yoke Inn.
Mm. Good eating right there. What is going to match the Ox Yoke Inn?
Number 2.
Number 2. See what that brings.
$30 gift card from Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Hey, well, good eating as well. But not a match, I'm afraid, Tony. But, hey, thanks for trying. Give us a call back and have a great weekend, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Tony was our contestant from Coralville, and we will play again two more times coming up today with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, just ahead of NBA playoff basketball at 7 o'clock. Washington trying to hold off elimination against Boston. And we've got the Twins and the Indians. We'll join that up tonight at 7 o'clock in progress from Cleveland tonight.
Thanks for all your texts and interaction on our topic today. What will sports be like in 2050? Really appreciate it. A lot of very interesting ideas out there. I'm sure the Cubs and Cardinals will still have teams in the year 2050. That's the subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. Who wins this weekend series at Busch Stadium? Will be the world champion Chicago Cubs or the division-leading St. Louis Cardinals? And finally, an update on Zach Johnson at the Players' Championship. He played his first 9 holes in plus 2. He birdied his first 2 holes in the back 9, currently even for the tournament. Even on the day.
Yeah, there you go. Hopefully Zach can keep it up, certainly. Anything you want to hit, I go on and get one more. By 2050, no more kickoffs and punts in football.
I believe that. My last one is that by 2050, there will still be a Bruner on the Rusty Nails bowling team, but no Dukes or UNAS.
Why, you can't see us out there rolling that ball?
I can see you, but not me.
We may need aid at that point.
It'd be a very mature Evergreen League by then.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming up next right here on KGYM. And they will have Jim Sundberg among their guests coming up on the program. Also, Jack Dom, I think, en route to St. Louis. He's going to be down there watching the Cardinal game tonight. And they'll talk about more of the reunion of the 1972 Iowa baseball team. All that coming up next. Taking you through 7 o'clock tonight. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We'll talk to you again coming up on Monday.
It's time for some Straight Talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah. I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey...